What about Hu Omar Falta Begoy Esther? He says that she was Mapul in the middle of 10 years. So therefore what? That she doesn't deserve to get a get. But since she was Mapul, we had before, just waiting 10 years is not a proof then. You have to wait 10 years from the time she had a miscarriage. V'yom, she says, lo yifalti. No, I didn't have any miscarriage. So the kids, so what happens, well, they live together for 10 years without children. So she says, now I want my get, and give me a ksuba. The husband says, no, the time's not up yet. You had a miscarriage in between. We have to wait 10 years after the miscarriage. His Omer of Amirami says, after Zuhina Menes, she's Neman here. We believe her. The Emisa, the Apila, because it was true that she really had a miscarriage, Nafsha, her body really had a miscarriage, Biakarta le Machaska. The Emisa, the Apila, if it's true that she had a miscarriage, Nafsha, Biakarta le Machaska. Emisa does not like to call her body Nakara. In other words, like this is coming out that she did not even have a miscarriage. So she's Mamasha Nakara, she didn't have children for the last 10 years. So if it was true that she did have a miscarriage, she would be proud about it. She doesn't want to have a name that she's an Akash or an Akash, she can't have children. So therefore, if she says she did not even have a miscarriage, we believe her. What about the Pila, the Chazra, the Pila? The Chazra, the Pila. Let's say Nisha has three miscarriages. His Huchsa called a Nephilim. She's a Muchsak to have Nephilim then. Rashi says, the Yaitzev eating Suba, the Baal has the right to give her a gift, but he has to give her a Ksuba. Shema loizoch li bonus imena. Maybe it was his fault, not her fault. True, she's huchsak always to have nefolim now. They only have miscarriages, so you don't have to wait 10 years. She has the right to ask for a get right now. But a koponim, she deserves to get a ksuba. She can say it's the husband's fault, not her fault. What about Hu Omar Apila Trey? He says that she only was mapul miscarriage 2 times. V'yomer Tlosin, she says 3 times. In other words, she wants a get now with a suba. And he says, no, we're only having 2 times. So you don't deserve to get a get yet. 2 times not a chazaka. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Allah ben Elazar. Uv dehevi be midrash. It happened such a case like this in the basement. The case came to the base medrash. For Yom, where they said, he mehem the she's believed. To say, watch his mapo 3 times. Because the Yemis of Loyaflo, because if it's true that she did not have, if she did not have a miscarriage 3 times, so the Navsha Benefili Loy Maskum Lomachasko. It's a svara. Anisha does not want to have a name that she always has miscarriages. So we're talking about now it's less than 10 years. So she doesn't have a name that she's Nakara. She already had 1 or 2 miscarriages. So we know she could have children. But to give her a shame that she had 3 times, now we're giving her the chazoka that she'll always have miscarriages, she doesn't want that either. So when she says she has it 3 times, we have to believe her. It's a swara, she's not lying. Because Anisha won't lie in this fact. She only loses out. Nobody wants to have a name that she always has miscarriages. So to Mishnah. Ha'ish mitzvah piri of Rivia. The mitzvah to have children is upon the man, avuloi ha'isha. The isha, lady, is potter from having children. She doesn't have a chiyuv to have children. The mitzvah is only upon the man. Rav Yechon of Ruka Roimer, al shneim roimer, no, he holds both of them have the chiyuv. The pasuk says, "Vayivorech oisam elokim, vayoy melahem." Pruvu, Hashem told them, both of them, to see was upon the isha also. She also has to have children. So chiyuv for an isha also to get married. So the Mar Minohan Emili, how do we know the Pshat of Tanakamo that the mitzvah is only upon the man, not upon the lady? Omer Rabbi Loi Mishum Rabbi Loza, Reb Shimon. Omer Kror, the pasuk says, "Umilu es ores v'chipsu." You should fill up the world and capture it. So we dash in, who has this mitzvah of milu to fill up the world? Ish, because he's darka lichvash. It's a derech for a man to conquer. The anisha darka lichvash is not a derech for anisha to conquer. So therefore, the Torah says, lashon of milu esaretz goes upon the man. Because the Gemara other rabba, the chibshu tati mashma, says lashon of chibshu, we read it. Because mashma, both of them have to conquer. Mashma, both of them have the mitzvah. The ish and isha. So when it says Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, V'chiv Shah Ksiv, even though we read V'chiv Shuha, but it's written with the Hey just. V'chiv Shah. So therefore it's Mashma only one has the Chiv, only the man has the Chiv, and not the Isha. Rav Yosef says Nihacha from this Pasuk. It says the Pasuk, Ani Kel Shakai, Prayer Ravah. There's Mitzvah Puravu, Prayer Ravah. doesn't say like Lashon Rabbim to both of them. So Mashmah only to him, it was said to him, he should. So Tosfos speaks out, Afagav liyodam rishon kama pruravu, it says the Lashon, U bracha b'yam avla l'mitzvah. That's when they're going on the bracha, where it says the mitzvah pruravu is mashmah go upon the man and not upon both of them. The Yomer Rabbi Loi Mishum Rabbi Loza Reb Shimon that Kishem Shemitzvah Lodom Loi Madovra Nishma, the same way as a mitzvah for you to say all the things that people will listen to. And Rashi says the pasuk says Achiach Tachiach Lachiach Misha Makabel Emenu. If you see somebody doing something wrong, your friend, you're supposed to tell him. If you know he'll listen to you, there's a mitzvah to tell him. Kach the same way Mitzvah Lodom Shloi Loi Madovra Shena Nishma. If you know for sure this person is not going to listen to you, he's your enemy, he's not going to listen to you, there's no mitzvah to tell him. And Rabbi says, Chayva, there's a chayv not to tell him. Shenem and Apostle says, Al Tachiach Leitz, don't give Techocha, don't tell a Leitz, a person always jokes around, don't tell him something wrong. Well, Ten Yisnucha, because he'll come to hate you. Like you know he's not going to listen to you, he'll only make you hate him. He'll only come to hate you, so don't tell him at all. But Hachiach Lechocham V'yavecha. But the Talmud Chacham, him you should give to Chacham, tell him what he's doing wrong, and he'll only come out to love you. That's the way it should be. A person should be mekabel to Chacham. That's the meaning of a friend. A friend tells you what you're doing wrong, to mesaken you, you listen to him, and he'll only come to love you. The Yom Rebbe Loi Mishur Rebbe Lozab Rebbe Shimon. Muta Loi Liyodom Lishanois Bedover Bedivar HaShalom. You're allowed to change around, say a little bit of a lie, in order to make peace. For the man HaShalom it's Muta. Now, the more people take this chapter too far, everything they say is for peace, they lie the whole life. That's not emes. There are only certain times you're allowed to change around something, l'man ha-sholem. Shenem HaPosik says, Avicha Tziva, that the father said, the Achim told Yosef, that the father commanded us, that Koy Sarmul Yosef, Ono Sono. And even though Yaakov Avinu did not tell the brothers said this, Almanas, that Yosef should not be angry with them to make peace. The brothers just told Yosef that our fathers told us that you should be nice to us just in order there should be peace. Rabbi Nosson Omar mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do it. Shenem HaPosik says, V'yoymesh Shmuel, Eich Eilech V'shoma Shov Rageni. Rashi Eich Eilech, V'ksiv V'yoymu Hashem, Eglas Boka Tikach B'yodecho, V'matlis Boyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivo L'shanes. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to change around. So you see, Mitzvah HaShalom, there's a mitzvah to change around. The very of Yishmoel Tono, Godol HaShalom, it's a great thing to make peace, not to have machlokes, not to have fights. Shafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shinaboy, even a Kadosh Baruch Hu also changed something because of peace. The Mikorot Siv Yadoni Zokin, first what Sarah said about Avraham Avinu, that he's old, my husband is too old. Olivsev Siv Yanizakanti, at the end, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said over to Avram, what Sarah said, Avram just said over, that Sarah said she's old. Hashem did not tell Avram what Sarah said about him, that Sarah said he's too old. So Hashem changed it around in order to make shalom. Trashu v'adoni zokein soru omro loshon bizri. That Sarah said a not nice loshon. You have to say your husband is too old to have children. But we should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu double Avram, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us all to Avram Avinu, Ksiv Lomas HaTzach HaSarah, Vaniz Zakanti, that she's old, but she's not done with Nei HaSholem. Hashem changed it around with Nei HaSholem. Vayitav Yechonim Mebruk Roimer, he says the mitzvah Pur Revu calls upon both of them. An Ish and an Isha both have the mitzvah. Itma Rav Yechonim Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Chadama once said aloha k Rabbi Yechonim Mabruk, we talk a paskin like him, that both have the mitzvah. The Chadama once said, no, ain't aloha k Rabbi Yechonim Mabruk. It's only the ish, not the isha. Sumer says, testayim, it's a proof, to Rabbi Yechonim, who the yoma, ain't aloha. Rabbi Yechonim is the one that says, aloha is not like Rabbi Yechonim, but rather like the Tanakama. That we paskin only the ish and not the isha. Sumer says, why? The Yosef Rabahua. Okama Mishmed Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Avu was sitting and said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Halacha. He said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, what? That Halach is like Rabbi Yechonon Mabruka. That's the way he said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon. For Yahadra Ravami Rabbasli Apayu. And they both changed around their faces. In other words, they both did not agree to this. They both said, no, he did not say the Lachar is like Rabbi Yechanan. V'ikud Yamrim, some said the Maisa was Reb Chia Baraba Omar. He said it. V'yadrino Reb Ami Reb Asli Apayu. They both changed around their faces. So if Rashi V'hidu L'Apayu, why did they turn their face around? To Lo Yomer Reb Yechanan Miel, because they said Reb Yechanan never said this. They didn't want to argue back in front of his face. They didn't want to embarrass him. So therefore, they just turned their face around. But they did not agree with this. So you see what? The star of Rabbi Yechon is the one that said, Ein Halacha. Because these Amoroyim are saying over that Rabbi Yechon never said this. That Rabbi Yechon held Ein Halacha. So what's it like this? Amor HaPapa. Bishleim Alaman Diyomer of Avua Omrov. You hold him, Avua is the one that said over. Halacha was Rabbi Yechon. And the other one turned their face around. Mishum Kovet Bekeser. Since Avua was a very big shot, the politician with the king, so they didn't want to say bear to him in front of them. So that's why they just turned around their face and they didn't tell him back that he's wrong. That's why they didn't want to say anything to him. They didn't want to, like, embarrass him. The one that said over this Nemra. The one that said over that Rabbi Yechanan said Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan Mamrukam. Omra, Leimulay. How come they didn't answer him back? They should have said back to him. Said, Lo Yom Rabbi Yechanan Hachiz. It's not true what you're saying. Rabbi Yechanan never said this that Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan Mamrukam. So kids, that's a little of a kasha. V'akol ponim l'churi yisim what the Rabbi Yechanan himself holds, ain halacha k'Rabbi Yechanan Mamrukam. So Mora says, my heavy Allah, what's the maskana? Who do we hold like? Toshtima, come in here. The Yomer of Acher ba'achanina. Omer of Avu, Omer of Asi. Uv the heavy kaimed Rabbi Yechanan, b'chanishto the Kesri. Once after the story, they came to the halacha in the base of Medrash, in the shul of Kesri, the Yomer, and they said, Yoitzi v'yitin k'suba. Get rid of her, and you have to give her a k'suba. Now, the sakadat, if you want to tell me, loy miskado, that she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, so v'zoy k'suba mayavidato. Why are you giving her a k'suba? In other words, what happened here? We're saying now that she didn't have any children, so the din is you have to give her a get, and you have to give her a k'suba. Now if you tell me now she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, so if so, why does she deserve to get a k'suba? Like, it's not her din to get a get. Who has to give the get? It's the husband, because the husband has to have children. So b'zoy, why should you have to give her a k'suba for? So Rashi says like this. The Meister was Rashi's Zub David, he to Apostle Garsha. The story was, she was today, she wanted to get. The Fishlohoya Lobon, she didn't have any children. There was a man didn't want to give a get. She wanted to get. So they said to him, you know what, you have to give her a get and you have to give her a k'suba. The question is why? Why does he have to give her a get? If she has no mitzvah to have children, so what kind of tanya is it that she wants to get a get because she wants to have children? So what? He doesn't have mitzvah in the mitzvah. So who is Ryan that Anisha is mitzvah in the mitzvah? Therefore, she has a good time now. She wants to get a get because she wants to have children. Tomorrow says no. Dilma b'bo machmas taina. Really, she's potter from the mitzvah. But the reason why she has a right to get a get because she has a good time now. She's coming with a good complaint. The what? Ki yehid di asti elakayim the Ravami. Once happened a story that Anisha came in front of Ravami. Omrele, she said, havli k'suba. She wants a k'suba. Omalah, so they said, zil. They said, no, go away, I don't want to give you a get, I don't want to give you a k'suba. Lo miskados. You're now mitzvah in the mitzvah, puravu. So what do you care? What do you care if you don't have any children? You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah anyway. So she answered back, Omrele, she said like this. Mesivu diloi, my tevyolo. Like, what's going to be when I get old? Who's going to take care of me? Rashi, Mesivu diloi, there's the kenusa, my tevyolo, what's going to be when I get old? So what's going to happen to me? So the madam, the omar, ki hai, vadi kafinin. If she has such a complaint, she's right. For that, she has the right to get a get. Because even though she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, but she has a good complaint to say, true, I'm not mitzvah in the mitzvah. But the mice, I want to have children. I want it to happen. And I come an old lady, somebody's going to take care of me. If I have no children, who's going to take care of me when I get old? So she has such a complaint, that's a good complaint, that she has the right to get a get. Mor says, Ahu di asoila kaim the Rav Nachman. The lady was coming from Rav Nachman. Oh, my law, it's the same thing she wanted to get. So Nachman told back to her, Le mifkadus. You're not mitzvah in the mitzvah, so what if you care if you don't have any children? Stay married. Omrele, she answered back though, Loi boi yachisasa chutra liyodei. Don't like this lady, like me, don't I need a stick to help me. In other words, the same thing, when I get old, who's going to take care of me? I need a stick, I need children to take care of me. Omar al-Kfura, who's going to use the shovel to dig my grave? I need children, that's what she said. Is almost Rav Nachman said, if that's the case, Kiho Vadi Kafinim, that's a good time, and you have a right to get a get then. And then we'll force Tazim to give you a get. Mor says, Yehuda v'chizkiyo tumim hoyu. They were both what twins. Yehuda and Chizkiyo were twins. Tumim hoyu. Now, Echad nigmura tzurosa l'seif tisha. One taker was a 9-month-old baby. The Echad nigmura tzurosa l'tchila shiva. And one it was completely after 7 months. And Levi said it stayed in the stomach until the end of 9 months. So the kids of the mother had a very hard pregnancy. Is Yehudis to Vesud Reb Chia heavy Lord Tzaleda? So Yehuda to Vesud, the wife. Yehudis, she was the wife of Reb Chia, is that she had a lot of pain because she gave birth here. Is Shana, she learned like this. Shana Mona, so she changed around her clothing. The Yosla came to Reb Chia, she came in front of her husband. Now she looked like a different lady. She came to her husband. Omra, she said like this to her husband. Is a lady mitzvah in the mitzvah of Puruvu to have children or not? Omalo, so he answered back, he didn't know who she was. He said to her, Loi, Anisha is not mitzvah in the mitzvah. So Ozla, so his wife Yehudis went, Ashtis Sama the Akrosa. She drank some medicine that made her became an akara that she couldn't have any children anymore. That's what she did. She had so much pain by her first pregnancy, she couldn't take it anymore. She didn't want to have any more children. Devout, she wasn't observing the mitzvah, that's what she did. Is the soif with the Nigloy Milsa came out the story, we knew what happened. Is Omalo. So he said to her, Icho Yaldas Lichoda Karsachriti, like, couldn't you wait one more time to give me one more time? Rashi says, the Omar, Yehuda v'chizkiyo achai, Pazit.